Today's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
The Florida Sheriff Ranch's thrift store, located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more, with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day, under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store.
Opening a new business and need business cards? Want to create flyers or posters for that special meeting? Going to an expo and need banners or promotional items? Minuteman Press in Largo is the answer for all your print needs. Located at 2475 East Bay Drive in Largo, Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com.
If you're looking to sell your gold, diamond, silver, or platinum, get top prices at Florida Gold and Loan. It's the only place to go. Looking for jewelry? Florida Gold and Loan has a large selection. Need your jewelry repaired, a ring sized, or cleaned? Then give Florida Gold and Loan a call, 727-738-2801. That's Florida Gold and Loan, 372 Patricia Avenue, Dunedin, 727-738-2801. And don't forget to check the BCC coupon book for valuable coupons. That's Florida Gold and Loan.
The Lucky Dill is the home of the sandwich that ate Brooklyn. Located at 33180 US Highway 19 in Palm Harbor, the Lucky Dill has the longest, bestest happy hour in the Bay. Open 7 days a week from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Visit them online at LuckyDillDeli.com. Don't forget to enjoy a wide variety of drinks at the NYC Bar located inside. Beat inflation. Eat huge sandwiches at the Lucky Dill in Palm Harbor. See their ad in the BCC coupon book. It's time for the Brian Cash Claus Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Claus, and his very special guest.
Hi, how you doing today? Filling in for Brian. My name is John Caruso with Holly and
Tamara.
And we're going to be taking over for him, so bear with us, y'all, and let's have some fun. I guess, first of all, I represent a company called Boost Marketing, and what I help is small businesses. I help small businesses simplify their review process with a push to click that goes right to any site you choose. And I've been working with Brian for a few weeks now, and he's a great guy. Love his coupon book, the distribution, knowing and being in the marketing industry as long as I have for over 35 years is unbelievable. To get over 40,000 publications every month out there, you know people are picking it up because it says coupons, and everybody loves coupons. So that's basically what I do. I'm going to pass it over to Hope, and she's going to tell you a little bit about herself and her business and what she does, and we'll go from there. So Go ahead. Take it away, Hope.
Thank you. Yeah, so my name is Hope Hatfield, and I'm here tonight with Loose Neck Land Wholesale Gifts and Souvenirs. And basically, we have about 100 to 150 very, very unique, handmade, hand-designed gifts, souvenirs, different decor things that we sell to gift shops, caves, state parks, stores, basically anybody who is a reseller. And these things are great. They're great little, very unique, high profit margin, just a really good seller. And we'll talk a little bit more about those in a few minutes. I'm going to go ahead and pass it over to Tamara.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I hear you the other day on the radio, Holly. Good. Thank you. My name is Tamara Nemirovsky. I'm originally from Argentina, but I live here in Tampa Bay. And I'm a filmmaker. I just finished making a documentary that is about a nonprofit organization that help people that have been drug addicts. They give them a second chance when they teach them some skill how to work in the cafe. So I've been recording, I was making this documentary, started this documentary in February 2020. So I've been working this for 3 years and 4 months. I follow the participants through the COVID and how this affect them.
Wow, that's awesome.
awesome. So John, tell me, why is it important for businesses to have reviews? Why is it important for them to use your service?
Well, reviews are very important, and I didn't realize it being as old as I am in the other businesses I have, but 9 out of 10 people look at Google, Yelp, Facebook, and that is the new word of mouth marketing for your business. Now, how it works is like an algorithm. If you aren't consistently getting reviews, you get pushed down in the algorithm. And what happens is, if you Google your business, unless you could have a 4.9 star rating, but if the person above you gets more reviews, they're going to be placed above you, and they could have like a 4.6, 4.8. I've seen it happen. The other thing that happens is that you're looking at only the top three businesses pop up. So you could say antique stores in Clearwater, Florida. You're only going to get the top three. Now, we know in today's day and age that our attention span isn't going to really look below the top three unless if somebody referred me to a company that I specifically want to look up and see what their benefits are, what they're doing. So it's going to direct that traffic flow to you. It's going to get more people in the front door, and especially if you're in a small business here in this market, anywhere in Pinellas County, Tampa, we're a very touristy area. If you haven't noticed, it took me 45 minutes to get over to Clearwater Beach this morning. It's normally a 2-minute ride. So those people are looking for services all the time, and they're gonna go to Google or Yelp. So it's very important that you're staying on top of it. A lot of people say, well, yeah, I have people just go to my site. Well, we know that the patience of people today, the likelihood of them going there is about 1-2%. So when they're going there, they're going to have to open it up, manually look for it, open up your review, give your review, and then type it in. With the service that I offer, it connects to that small business. So it's a very simple link. I'm done doing business with you. I send you a quick either email or text message. It pops up on your phone or your email, and you open. A lot of us get our emails on our phones today. Let's be honest. It's our computer in our hand. You open that. You give me a review. And you leave a little statement if you want or not. So it's not one of those long, drawn-out surveys. That then, once you hit submit, goes to the sites that you choose as a business, whether it be Google, Facebook, Yelp, TripAdvisor. There's like 300 that I could go off of. We don't have time to list them all. But every business category has a special one, and you can use those also. So that then posts right to your sites, and you get to see what that customer is saying right there immediately. At that point, you can then respond to it, which is a good thing to do, say thank you. Or if they had something that, you know, it's hard for people to leave 5 stars because they don't believe in it. They're always going to find a crumb on the floor or something. You just respond to it, and they feel good, even if it's they acknowledge it, the acknowledgement of their business. So the simplification of it makes it nice. It keeps your up in the top 3 spots, and it keeps any bad reviews and any robots or any competitors that might be out there that go in and they like to give bad reviews for people. This system blocks that out. So robots, and they can't just hire people to go in and leave a lot of reviews. So it's a very important concept. I didn't realize how important, I'll be honest with you, until I got involved with it, because I have a windshield business and I've done over 7,000 windshields. I wish I would have this simplification, but that's why it's important to get reviews and to make it easy, because as small business owners, you don't have a lot of time to spend hunting people down or sending them to your website.
And, you know, my other business is a web design business, and I can agree with everything that you're saying, because, you know, it's one thing to have great website. It's great, you know, to have, you know, great conversions from it. But, you know, there's millions and millions of websites, so it's very important to be up as high as you can on that first page, especially with Google. And the reviews really make a big difference. So that's, you know, that's totally. So how do they get in touch with you?
You can contact me at 954-477-1966. I usually pick up all the time, and I'm looking to help you out. It's a very simple 10-minute process with you, and then about 25 to 24 hours behind the scenes for me to connect everything, and then you're ready to go. You just link it to your phone or your computer, and it's push and play, real simple.
Nice.
Thank you.
Yeah. Very nice.
Talk to her.
Yeah, so Tamara, so tell us about this second chance.
Second chances.
Second chances, I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah. When I decided to work in this topic in 2019, was like more than 20 million people that have they have in the statistics show that they were addicted to some substance. So this is a big problem in America, on the world as well. And usually what happens with people, the one that is lucky enough to have access to desintoxication, when they finish their program and they don't have a support program after that, they relapse. So these 4 participants in my documentary, they finished their treatment programs. And then when they went out to look for jobs, nobody wants to give them jobs. And this nonprofit that is called the Portico give them the second chance. But what happened that nobody was expecting, when I was filming in February 2020, everything was going great for them. They were almost close to finish their program. They already have gained those skills to work in cafe and finish the program, go outside and be reinserted in the society again. But COVID happened. So the cafe closed. They lost their support. So I show my documentary was officially selected in Gasparilla International Film Festival.
Nice.
That was the premiere, and it was sold out.
That's very nice.
Yes, thank you. And it was the first time that I saw it with audience. And make me feel good, because the people really got in the stories. They get the sense what these people go through. And that was very rewarding.
Nice.
And I'm going to show the documentary again. It's going to be shown in a nonprofit in Tampa. It's called The Portico. And the people that participate in the documentary is going to be there. And that is going to be, I'm going to put my glasses. Saturday, May 20 at 4 p.m. And the Portico is in Florida. Can I give the address?
Yeah, of course.
Please.
Portico is in Florida. Is 1001 North Florida Avenue, Tampa, Florida 33602. So it's going to be May 20 at 4 p.m. And after that, it's going to be a talk talking about the topic of how this nonprofit or another nonprofit can help to give this second support so people doesn't relapse. And also USF, I'm teaching USF film, and you also USF, they are organizing, I get my glasses, at the USF College of Art and Science, are organizing that call I Belong in a week. It's the week of April 17 to 21st, and my documentary is going to be showing there. Haven't decided yet, could be Thursday, April 20, or Friday, April 21st. Those two events in the nonprofit Deportico at USF are free.
Nice.
Okay.
Do you have like a website that people can go to kind of follow? Because it sounds like you're setting it up to show it more and more and spread it throughout, not
yes.
just this area, but throughout the Pinellas, Pasco,
yes.
Hillsborough County, and maybe a site that they can go to or something where they can maybe ask to support if they're a business that's looking to hire people they're looking for second chances?
The website was Deportico, is deportico.com.
Portugal?
Portico. Deportico. It's T-E-T-H-E. E Portico is P-O-R-T-I-C-O. So you Google Portico. That, and you can Google Portico Cafe.
Okay.
And you can get information of the nonprofit. I'm sure I'm going to put something in my webpage that's kind of long.
Yeah.
it's my name and last name, TamaraNemirovsky.com. I'm going to be putting there some information for the screening of the documentary. My main goal is very positive, the documentary, so people that have been in the same situation like my character were, my participant, have hope they also can overcome that. So it's a second right. chances. Hopefully they give them hope that they
nice.
They can overcome.
So right. what was your biggest surprise in this whole process of making the film?
Actually, the first thing when I met the participant, first I met the director of the nonprofit, and we were talking, and when I find out what was their mission to help these people, they had a difficult situation in their life. I really like their mission, so I say, okay, I'm gonna make the documentary about the people, the experience of the people. When I met with the participant, I asked them, why do you want to be part of the documentary? And they told me, because they were able to overcome, and they want people that are addicts to have the hope that they can do it. So I feel commit with them, because more than one, I was working through COVID as well, and I have my kid at home, I'm teaching at USF, so my days were started at 7 in the morning and finished at 12 at night.
Wow.
And the only day I didn't work was on Saturday, because I forbid myself to work on Saturdays, I need to take one day. And on weekend, actually on Sunday, I was working in this documentary. Every little free time that I had, I was working in the documentary. Sometimes I feel like I took it up because it was a lot. But I remind myself the commitment that I have with these people that put their hope in me to be able to pass this message. So I say, I had to do it for them. So finally, I was able to make it with a lot of effort, but it's done. And I'm pretty happy with the outcome. And For me, the most important part, when I showed the people that was part of the documentary, if they like it or not, because I was recreating their life. And when they say that I captured the essence, that what they went through, that made me happy. I say, okay, they approve it. And then the experience in the festival, the audience also get touched for their stories. So, and people came to shake my hand at the end, and people that were addicts were there, that they have recovered, and say, you really capture what we went through. So that was very emotional, yeah.
Wow. Sounds like the journey of recovery is very hard, but it's also important to
yes.
have that support system afterwards.
it's harder that I mean, we all have an idea that it's hard, but when you listen to their testimony and what they went through and the challenge that COVID put on them, that was in the moment, one say like, wow, they really have to have a really strong motivation and a support system to be able to overcome.
Right.
Yeah, it was pretty strong. Yeah.
Well, I think you know that they people, if they're listening out there, that don't judge a person so much on their past, judge them on their present, because we all go through things, and but people don't understand that addiction is a sickness.
Yes, it is.
And what you'll find is a lot of those people that go through that actually underneath have a lot of talent that when they come back, that can contribute a lot to your business if you're willing to. And I speak not because I've been an addict, other than I smoked a lot of cigarettes and you still crave it 20 years later, but from being in the hiring industry, and I've hired thousands of people in my 35 years, and I've worked with people from all walks of life, and sometimes those people turn out to be the best employees that you'll ever have. Number one, because they're thankful.
Exactly.
And number two, because they do have a lot of talent. It's amazing. You know, sometimes it's almost crazy at how talented they can be. But, you know, be willing to give people a second chance on when they come to you. And don't judge them on their past. Judge them on who they are today and what they're willing to give to you or work with you. You know, so it's awesome that you put together something like this, and I hope the word gets spread more and more and people understand what it takes.
Was done with a lot of love and hopefully help, and I think these two screens are good because they're free.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's all to help and to improve the community.
That's great. And you're smiling, so you can tell that you're very committed and you're very proud of it. That's awesome. That's great. What a great mission. That's great. So, yeah. So let's talk about LoosNecks. You know, we were talking about, you know, community and, you know, recovery and just, you know, a couple things on the things that we sell. You know, they come from Mexico, way down south Mexico, up in this village, up in the mountains. You know, these are ranchers, very, very poor, and they do this, they make these by hand. And they're grown on a tree, and only in like really one or two regions in the world. And these little nuts fall off, and they fall on the ground, and these farmers go through, and they gather them up, and then they let them set for about a month, and they take the, you know, they hand chisel the pits out of the middle of them, and then they make like a bobblehead character, turtles, animals, things like that.
So, where are they?
Yeah, it's a bobblehead. It's called LoosNeck turtle, but it's these little. It's a wood. It's a Mexican folk toy.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much a toy, but you know, a little figurine. And they're really cute. You see them.
But where is the people that are making?
I'm sorry. Yeah, so they're in southern Mexico.
Oh.
Up in the mountainous area.
Nice.
About 7 or 8 hours from civilization, from what I hear. I've not been down there. So, and it's been generations and generations of artisans. So they do this as, you know, as aside, the ranchers, but they don't make a lot. Some of them are farmers, but this village, you know, they handcraft them and then they paint them, and they're all unique. They're all handmade, very eco-friendly. And so that's one of the things that we carry. We also carry a couple other lines. One is also made in Mexico and hand designed.
That's a great way to help to.
Yes. Yeah, it's great. I mean, it's great because it can help small businesses here because it gives them, because, you know, any more people, you know, with the, you know, airlines charging you for baggage, people want to bring back something, right, from vacation. Or if you're out shopping, or if you go to a zoo or a cave, you know, you want to bring back something, but you don't want something that's really big. You know, if you're driving or if you're flying, you want something small, but you want something that, you know, is very memorable, something that the kids like. And these LoosNecks, the kids just love them. They're great. And then our mineral line are more the dolphins and the sharks, and it's resin-based, and it's got semi-precious minerals in the middle of them. And they're real great. I mean, they're great gifts for like Mother's Day, you know, Christmas, things like that. They look great on shelves. But again, they're also made in Mexico. And just it really helps the economy down there, helps the economy up here. It's, you know, it's just it's really great. We do have a website. It's looseneckland.com. And telephone number of, we have a wholesale showroom here in Oldsmar, just up the street from here. Mm-hmm. And the phone number is 727-478-5111. So, you know, it's great for anybody who's a reseller. So
I think it's great to have that you can help people in that they do things by hand. And yeah, maybe my next documentary is going to be about immigration.
we're going to stay away from politics, right? Yeah, we shouldn't be discussing politics or religion. Yeah. So,
that's a dangerous subject.
It's always from the human point of view.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I believe if we respect as a human and we value as a human, we can move forward.
Of course.
That's why I make this. It's all about to be better human being.
Of course, yeah.
Yes. And no, it's no matter of politics. It's a matter of heart.
Yeah.
It's a matter of heart.
You got to take care. It's great. This business helps the the farmers and their community. And to us, what we think is, a little is actually a lot to them.
Yes.
It goes a long ways. A lot of people are so sheltered that they haven't traveled enough to see the differences of, we're spoiled in America with everything we have, almost too spoiled today, that when you're able to pick up something like this and help out a community is awesome. Now, that's basically resold to shops, the knick-knack shops. I hate to call them knick-knack, but whatever type of shop. Gift shops?
Gift shops. Basically, anywhere you go, when you go somewhere, you want to buy. So, zoos. You go to a zoo, they have a little gift store right there. Right. So, we would sell to those wholesalers. Okay. We're a wholesaler, so we would sell to them. Gift stores of all kinds. Think about Clearwater Beach, St. Pete, all those shops.
Tarpon Springs Sponge Deck. Downtown Dunedin.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them. I walked in a lot of those doors.
So we do a lot of summer camps that need. We also have some that are unpainted. Okay. So summer camps or art classes, someone who's looking for projects for the kids, they're great that way as well. Yeah, and I heard you were talking about the difference in the economics of here and at least southern, the rural areas of Mexico.
Right.
I heard that the average salary for there for a decent wage is $60 per week.
Yeah.
That's just incredible. That's just incredible.
Yeah, how about we take a quick break for some traffic and weather and come right back. All right, here we go.
Perfect. I want to talk about.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Looking for a great haircut at a great price and a caring atmosphere? Then stop into Hair Technique, located at 6113 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. All haircuts are $10, and perms, cuts, and styles are only $45. Even a color cut and style is only $45. Please call June at 727-238-6007. That's 727-238-6007 for Hair Technique, located at 6113 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. Good afternoon, 5:34 here on the Brian Cash Claw Show. Let's take a look at your traffic and weather. Currently, just the beach is really looking stacked up right now, but all the other artery roads around Pinellas not looking too bad. No real crashes to be reported other than some... looks like something in the median or in the right shoulder set northbound I-275 just before 22nd Avenue, causing congestion down to 31st Street. Going over into Hillsboro, most of the usual stuff other than a disabled vehicle southbound I-275 on the ramp to Ashley Drive. Going up into Pasco, we got some serious slowdown caused by a disabled vehicle northbound I-75 just beyond State Road 54. That is, I assume, and doesn't tell me what lane that is, but it is definitely causing some backups all the way down to 56. Looking at your current temperatures, Tonight we're going to have a low of 71 degrees with stray shower possible. Current temperatures, Zephyr Hills, 89 degrees, fair skies, Dade City, 89, and in downtown Clearwater at the Tantalk Studios, 80 degrees with fair skies. Tonight's sunset at 7:52 p.m. More of the Brian Cash Claus Show coming up right after this.
Hi, this is Lizette LaForge of Beacon Windows. Are you tired of struggling with your sliders? Don't replace, refurbish. We keep you on track. Our business is on a roll. And I don't care what your problem is, I can get a handle on it. Not only do we make your sliders work nearly like new, but we also specialize in water intrusion when there's water sneaking underneath the track and maybe going to your neighbor below, or maybe you're being leaked on. So when you get a chance to give us a call, call us at 727-493-2644. Keep us in mind whenever your sliders are giving you any trouble. Beacon Windows, 727-493-2644 or www.sliderrepair.com. Don't replace, refurbish. Sliderrepair.com, 727-493-2644. Beacon Windows.
Purple Haze Tobacco and Accessories is your one-stop shop for Delta 8 THC products. With THC pre-rolls, THC gummies, moon rocks, disposables, cartridges, and much more, you'll find everything you're looking for. Contact Leo at 727-580-5858, 727-580-5880, and see their ad in the BCC coupon book. Carlos Cabrera is your trusted realtor. As a certified negotiation expert and a UA mortgage advocate, he specializes in short sales, foreclosures, and distressed property. With over 17 years of experience in Colorado, let Carlos help you save your home with foreclosure and short sale counseling. Give him a call at 720-212-7890. That's 720-212-7890. Carlos Cabrera, Coldwell Banker Realty in Palm Harbor.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's Tan Talk.
With the BCC Coupon Book Show, we got Leo on the line, we got Jig Good Eating Food Truck on the line, and we'll go back to the studio. Welcome back.
All right, hey, how y'all doing?
Got a couple guests on the line phone with us, too.
Let's put them through, we'll hear what they have to say.
All right, Leo, you're there, and Jig.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm here.
So, tell us about your businesses.
Oh, me first?
Leo first, yeah, go ahead.
Hey, this is Leo with Purple Haze Tobacco Stores, and we got several stores in Pinellas County. We got one on Tyrone and 38th. We got one on 15th Avenue South, 34th Street, and then we got the big store, which is on Seminole and 110th. And we're getting ready for a big 420 event on April 20th and April 21st. What we got going on?
Jig, go for it.
Hey, Jig here with Good Eating. We're located in St. Petersburg, Florida. Yeah, 146 49th Street. We're open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. We got tons of stuff. We got breakfast. We got lunch. We got a special every day. Good eating. And that's just what we got. We got pancakes. We got French toast. We got chicken. We got bacon. We got coffee pads, grits, eggs, fish breakfast, shrimp and grits. Just tons and tons of flavor. You know, I'm 8 years in the bayou cooking in Louisiana, man. I'm bringing the bayou to the base.
Awesome.
Wow, that makes me hungry. So, oh, that sounds so good. So, yeah, so speaking of restaurants, well, you know, while we were on break, we were just talking here, and so Jean was talking about something kind of cool that he does for restaurants. It's called the Birthday Club. So you want to tell us about that? That's pretty cool.
Yeah, the Birthday Club got developed quite a while ago, and what we know is that everybody has a birthday, right? Right. And we know that no matter what the restaurant industry says, that 7 out of 10 people want to celebrate their birthday. So what we've been able to come up with...
Okay.
All right, we're getting stopped here.
Just talk. Leo's on the line.
Leo.
All right. And there's another guy...
So I tell you what, let's go back to, you know, now I'm hungry, so let's go back to Leo.
Yeah.
So tell us more about, you know, what you guys do.
Well, we're basically, I own smoke shops. With, yeah. Could you hear me, guys?
Yeah, we can hear you. Yeah, keep going. So
awesome. Been in business for 29 years here in Pinellas County. We're one of the original smoke shops that started 29 years ago. It's called Purple Haze Tobacco Stores. And this this month on 420 and 421, we're going to have our 22nd annual 420 Customer Appreciation Party. And that's going to be held at our Seminole location at 10999 Seminole Boulevard.
Now, this guy Leo, the guy, you on the line there, the food truck guy?
Yes, yes.
Is he there?
I'm going to have two guys that are going to be attending. One is Gourmet Sandwiches. It's actually called Toast It Gourmet Sandwiches. And then the other guy is called Focheesy. Focheesy is going to be there.
Okay, good. Let me just ask this guy something real quick, Leo. You deal with a food truck. What type of food do you have?
With me?
Yes.
We do breakfast in the morning. So we got some get it and go that's grits, eggs, and your choice of meat, whether you want bacon, sausage, beef, turkey, corned beef hash. We have fish breakfast, we have catfish, tabasa, with salmon nuggets. We just have a ton of stuff that we do. We run breakfast from 7 a.m. to 12, and then we switch over to lunch and our special of the day.
Can you order a breakfast after 12?
Breakfast sandwiches, but that's pretty much it. After
right.
12.
Leo, do you see of any interest in this guy for you?
In the near future, yeah. We're already booked up for the 420 event, but in the near future, I could definitely try to get him some places. Yeah,
Because Leo, you always got something going on.
Yeah, I also have, if he's interested, I have a couple of lots right on 34th Street that he may be able to rent and just basically sit there and sell all his food right on 34th Street.
Okay.
Where are you located now? Do you have a good location?
I'm opening up a building here, and we're 45 days out. I'm located in the plaza on 49th Street and 2nd Avenue South.
Right, you're next to the holistic guy that sells the herbals.
Yes.
Would you try? Let me ask you this question too. This Leo, can you answer this question? Say you
sure.
lived in Tarpon Springs, right? Just go with Tarpon
yes.
Springs. And there's a guy in South St. Pete that's an holistic herb and root specialist that sells stuff to naturally heal you. Would you make a travel to see him?
If I lived in Tarpon Springs,
right? Holistically, he's like a root.
That would be.
What's your life worth?
It depends, because you have to understand that I'm extremely busy, so to take that hour drive may be tough for me.
Yeah, but your life.
Yeah, I know. But it's still, that's... You gotta realize, I'm overworked. There's not enough hours in the day.
Right.
So it would be nicer if there was somebody a little bit more local, but then again, it might be, you know.
But some people would travel if they weren't as busy as you for holistic.
Oh, so some people would definitely travel for sure,
an holistic herb root specialist. He grinds up the roots and the herbs and all that. He makes drinks with them. Then he gives you powders that he specially grinds himself that heal, say, for like diabetes or whatever you might have. You know, like, why not? But anyhow,
I need some of that in my diet for sure.
So, but he's actually not that far from you. Actually, he's on 49th. What's the address, Wayne? For the your name's Wayne, correct?
Rogue. His name is his address is actually 140 49th Street, and it's called Herb Scoop Shop. He he has people travel from everywhere, you know, especially on Sundays. He has the whole parking lot, front to back, you know, packed on Sundays. People travel from Bradenton. I've seen people from Tampa, from Ocala.
Right, that's because he's an herb doctor. That's what he is. So he's worth the trip. But I can get, like, with Leo, how he feels. Leo's running all these different operations and stuff.
Yeah, but I'm in St. Pete, so that wouldn't be far for me to travel to.
Yeah, so man, I was just trying to make an example of some. I was using it like I was trying to be extreme, that people would travel for holistic medicine, if they, especially from a guy that's a specialist at it, not just my. Yeah, that's what I was trying to make the point. Can you let? What's your first name again? Food truck man. Can I call you that?
You call me that. They call me Roe.
Roe. Yeah, and then would you be interested in talking to Leo about maybe getting on 34th Street with the, if you get a second truck?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm in the process of actually putting together my second truck.
Is that amazing? Is that
amazing? Hey, Roe.
Go ahead, Leo.
Roe, do you know where Bad to the Bone is at?
Yeah, I'm familiar with you.
Okay, so you know who I am then.
Yeah, I remember when you opened up Purple Haze years ago.
Yeah, well, I have the lots right next door to Purple Haze, and I got the lots on 16th Avenue, too, so those are available for rent. And I think a food truck there would do really well.
Okay.
That's right on the main drag. You're right on 34th Street. How much? You know, US 19, really, is what you should call it.
Yeah. Well, he's in a good spot, though, too, because 49th Street, are you going to be opening up a brick-and-mortar store?
Yes.
Yeah, that's actually, that little Gulfport area is building up also.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, didn't they just redo that McDonald's over there?
Absolutely, yes, they did.
Do you know, I used the McDonald's app, I got to tell you. Go on to something else.
That whole area... Right. Yeah, that whole area over there is building up just like they did everything South St. Pete is building up. So you are in a really good position.
Very good. Hey, Leo, for the 423, I need to get to order these signs and stuff. We need to have the signs up 3 days ahead of time, right? We can't put them up. So
I would say a few days beforehand, yes.
Okay, so I guess so do you want me to go forward and get this thing going with signs and stuff and the live radio show, and let's make this thing happen.
I would love to have the live radio show on there. We have a lot of things going on. We've got two glass blowers that are going to be blowing glass both on Thursday and Friday. We got the Kids Corral, and the Kids Corral for people that have kids. It's an area that you could keep the kids and they're safe and not running around the parking lot. Eruption.
Let me ask second chance. Did you ever see someone blow glass before?
Yes.
Have you?
It's amazing.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
And he's going to have two glass blowers there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell you, if you go to this event, I will pay for both of you guys, right, to get a glass thing. Whatever the cheapest thing is there.
That sounds great, man.
How's that, Leo? Can you remember that I'm paying for glass?
Brian, you are a big baller.
With no money in my pocket. You know what people say? They tell, like, my girl, she'll tell me I'm a fool. Because a fool and his money are soon parted. But I don't care. If you stop trying to get what you want, and you start helping other people get what they want, the paradox is you get what you want.
Yeah,
right.
I believe that.
Help people achieve their goals, and then you achieve yours.
Well, right? I'm gonna make sure he keeps his word there, guys.
I always, I can't say I always do, but integrity is important. I can't say I always do. I sort of I give away so much money at this radio station. It's amazing. Bobby, would you say I'm the number one giver of money?
Yeah, I've just never seen any of it.
That's right. Bobby's on the payroll, right? Aren't you, Bobby?
Yeah, it comes out IOU every week.
That's it. But did you have pizza today?
Yeah, okay, that's what it is.
How many slices did you eat?
Two.
Two slices. Did I tell you they're $1 a slice? I forgot. No, we have every show catered.
I'll trade you.
Right? So, you know, whenever you come to the station, they're always catered.
Sounds like a great thing for the food truck guy.
Yeah, hey, yeah. Let's make a deal, food truck guy.
Yeah.
Maybe if I can have him come out here, and I'll try to run a party, and maybe the band you have, Leo?
Yeah, the band that I have is awesome. It's called Eruption. Eruption, and we're going to have DJ Black Pearl.
Do you have any of their songs that maybe we can play, Bobby?
Is it on YouTube?
I'm pretty sure if you spell it out, I-R-U-P-T-I-O-N, Eruption, reggae band.
Nice.
Yeah, I heard of them before.
Well, let me get to YouTube first. Let's do that again.
Eruption. I-R-U-P-T-I-O-N. Reggae band. And Ro, you got to bring your family out there and enjoy the music. And if you smoke, we're going to be free smoke all day long. Free dabs all day long. So party till you drop.
Are these good, clean videos here?
Yes. Here it is, Leo.
That's live. Is there any that are...
Yeah, it's fine.
No, that's family-friendly music.
Okay, this is being sponsored by Leo, the reggae band Eruption, and it's going to be playing right now, live on the radio, band Eruption, and it's going to be playing right now, live on the radio, sponsored by Purple Haze. Leo, play it, Bobby.
How we like that?
But they're awesome. They got some really good tunes. They're going to be playing for us tonight.
It was good.
Good. So look, you guys listen to this lady from Second Chance real quick, Leo and Ro, and just let her tell you what a movie she's made. Basically what it is, and to remember that you never look down on an addict or an alcoholic from a spiritual hilltop. You never look down on them like you're better than them, right? What you do is you give them tools to that you can show. Let them expect these spiritual tools or spiritual principles to live by. And don't tell them how to live by these spiritual principles. Show them how you did it by having honesty, hope, faith, courage, integrity, willingness, brotherly love, discipline, service, spirituality. If you live by these principles, by your actions, be about it, don't talk about it. So show people how you act yourself, right? Because you understand that hurt people hurt people. So if you see someone hurting inside, do the opposite of what the material world would say. The material world would tell you to get back at that person because they stepped on your toes. So then you retaliate. Material world. But in the spiritual world, you would say, how can I be of help to you? God, save me from being angry. Thy will be done. And that's the key. Because if you're angry at someone, how can you be of help to them? They're one of God's children. And then what you find out is they just got fired from their job. Their wife just left them. Or they just found out they got cancer. Mm-hmm. Or their dog died. So they're hurting inside. So there's a good chance that if someone's hurting inside, what they need is someone to care and listen. And how can I be of help to you? Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? Yeah, so this is Ro and Leo. Just let her talk a little bit about Second Chance. She produced this movie.
I thank you. I direct and produce and did almost everything because it was without budget and nobody want to work if there is no money. So I end up doing almost everything except being the participant. But it's to be part of something bigger than oneself, and that that make I hope to help other people, because I like to believe when you do good to other people, eventually, or helps other people, eventually when you need somebody else gonna help you. Because life is a circle. You never know when you're gonna be up or down. So I see it was a great opportunity to learn and see the perspective from other people and people who have suffered a lot and they really have a strong strength to be able to overcome that. And what they told me, they want to give hope to other people that were in the same situation that they were, because they could make it, so the other people can make it too. So it's very important too.
Right, and this movie is about following and documented addicts that hit rock bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Then the second chance is that you get an opportunity to see them rebound, get into recovery, get hope, get their lives together, be productive members of society.
Exactly.
And then most likely the reason why they're able to do it, here's the key, is they help someone else do it. Because once you overcome the malady, then when you're helping another person, you actually get more out of it than the person that you're helping. And let's say this person doesn't want you to help them. Don't be offended.
Yeah, no.
Because what happens is if they don't want to be helped, just know that you got more out of it. And then just tell them how you did it, not how they should do it.
Yeah.
Right? Show them through example.
Yeah, and you have to respect every person's time, because there is a moment that they make this clip and then they go out. So you have to respect that moment. You cannot push.
Right.
You have to wait for their own time.
Bro, have you ever been involved with someone that had an addiction problem? Is he still there?
I don't know.
His light's still on.
Are you there, food truck man?
Yes, I'm here.
Have you ever known someone in your life that hit rock bottom because of drugs?
Yes, I have.
Leo, have you ever known someone that hit rock bottom because of drugs?
Absolutely.
And then you see the movie, the documentary is a movie of hope.
Yes.
Because one thing you want to get across to someone that's early in sobriety is that, one, they don't have to do it alone, right? And they don't have to feel the way they do now. Right? And that you'll do whatever it takes to make them, and that you're there to be a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And also you offer friendship and you offer fellowship. Mm-hmm. To be there as a team. Because in unity, we're strong. It says e plurimus unum on every coin. And what that means is one in many, because we're 50 different states. But as unity, as one, we're strong. So it's important to care and have a common goal as a team.
Yes. Can I say what it's going to be shown? It's free. It's going to be showing the non-profit, they call the Portico, on May 20 at 4 p.m. And the address is 1001 North Florida Avenue, Tampa, Florida, 33602. And if you want to learn more about the Portico, their website is theportico.org. So theportico.org.
I know this is going to put you on the spot, Leo, but would you consider going to the movie?
If it was after 4:20, I would say yeah.
It is.
But
what day is it?
Now until 4:20 I'm over.
It's Saturday,
May. Oh, I thought you said May. It's May. Yeah,
it's Saturday, May 20 at 4 p.m.
And I was thinking maybe we can have his food truck there, right?
Yeah.
And sell food outside. So I didn't get permission?
I think the people from the cafe.
They already have it? Okay.
It's the one that is the non-profit.
So, Leo, what would you like to say in closing?
Well, in closing, I think she has a really good cause to help people that are in need. There is a lot of people that do need a lot of help. And I think that movie would bring light out to the situations that we are having all over the place.
Thank you.
And what do you think?
I think that's a really good thing.
What do you think, food truck guy?
His name is Roe.
Roe.
I think it'll be a blessing to many. You know, I've seen a lot of guys both here in Louisiana struggle with addiction. I've seen only few come off because of lack of support.
Exactly.
But the ones that did come off and was able to get their life back, and you know, gained some type of stability in society, it was because of the support that they had. So, you know, showing people that they could have a second chance, and also showing the loved ones that have a second chance, they need a support system. I think it'll be a blessing.
Yeah, because where love is...
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.
On the chaotic exit from Afghanistan, classified.